Japanese Prime Minister Yukio Hatoyama said today he is finalizing a plan to resolve a row over U.S. airbase by the end of May deadline as he struggles to revive support in the run-up to an election. We spoke with Richard Halloran, a foreign correspondent who has spent more than 25 years in Japan.
What's going on here is that the Americans have been trying to reduce the presence, what they call the footprint, in Okinawa, because there is this cultural clash between the Americans and the Okinawans. This was a long, carefully worked out negotiation. It took 13 years, as I said, and everybody seemed to be on board. They even began to implement. And then last September, a new government led by Mr. Hatoyama came into office. And basically, they said they wanted to review this agreement. And in effect, they were going to throw out the whole agreement. What is really at issue here is the failure of the Hatoyama government, first of all, to explain to the people in Okinawa why the Americans are there, that the Americans are there at the invitation of the Japanese government, that Japan is dependent upon these Americans for its own defense. And Hatoyama has just failed to explain that. It's the American military presence that really underwrites the Okinawan economy, and the Japanese government in Tokyo has done very little to support that Okinawan economy or to make plans to replace what the Americans spend there.